The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So new research has revealed that cancer survivors in Ireland are not getting the tailored nutritional advice that they need. This is a review called Nutrition and Cancer Survivorship, Bridging the Evidence Practice Gap, which is shining a light on this issue. Dr. Laura Kiever is a senior lecturer in human nutrition and dietetics at the Atlantic Technological University in Sligo. And Laura led the review and she joins me. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for being with us. So this is for people who have gone through their cancer treatment and are out the other side. Is that right?
Exactly. Absolutely. So it's when the active treatment has ceased. So things like your chemotherapy, your radiation therapy. But we're obviously aware that some people can be on things like long-term hormonal treatment, which would still fall under this gap.
Okay. So tell me what people you believe should be the help they should be getting and what's actually happening.
So what we really found was we took all of the scattered evidence that's available and we wanted to turn it into something that clinicians and policymakers could actually use. And so we can see that there's a really growing body of evidence that shows that with good nutrition support, we can improve quality of life. We can help people to manage symptoms that they experience as a result of either the cancer or the treatment that they had. So that could be things like digestive issues. It could be things like fatigue, and that we can support longer term health. But unfortunately, despite knowing this, we can see that the access to that support is really, really inconsistent. So about one in three individuals who are undergoing treatment will get nutrition advice from a dietitian, and about 12% of those who have completed treatment, so this survivorship cohort, will get access to that. And this is despite, I suppose, several studies with individuals showing that they recognise that nutrition is important. They want to get that advice and that they want to get it from healthcare professionals. So what really happens then is that these survivors are being left to navigate confusing and conflicting advice on their own, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about, because I think people won't be aware of this in general, unless you've been through it, that if you have had breast cancer, your post-treatment dietary requirements are going to be different to that of a person who has had prostate cancer, for example.
Absolutely. So there are so many different cancer types. And I suppose with each of those cancer types, there are then very different treatment strategies and combinations of treatments that are used. And as a result of that, depending on where in the body the cancer was, where the treatment is targeting, how long you have that treatment for, and then each treatment can have different side effects. Really, those needs after the cancer treatment can be so different. You can have some individuals, say, for instance, with head and neck cancer, who are now very reliant on using feeding tube for their nutrition. You can have other individuals who may have had some of their gut or digestive tract removed, for instance, which will have an impact on digesting and absorbing nutrients. You can have other individuals where maybe their taste will change and that can actually persist for longer than we previously thought. And that can impact the food choices that they might make. If the food doesn't taste like how you remember it, if it tastes very maybe metallic-y, for instance, you know, that can put you off eating as well. So survivors are so diverse. And I suppose what we were really trying to look at is how can we put forward a kind of a tiered model of care that will make sure that the right care is given to the right patient at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Because in the absence of this professional advice being given, the person who's been through the cancer treatment is going to find it from sources that, you know, in some cases might not be reputable and they could be heading down the wrong road.
Absolutely. So many people turn to online information and there is so much misinformation there. There's so much of it that isn't evidence-based. And I suppose what people should really consider and look out for is any advice that is going to promise a cure, that is going to tell them to be really restrictive. So to eliminate certain, you know, entire food groups, anything like that should really raise red flags. Any kind of messaging that creates fear or confusion rather than supporting recovery. And I suppose also considering who is giving you this advice. Are they a dietitian? Do they have a dietetics degree? Does it come from a university you recognize? Are they trying to sell you something, for instance? And I suppose at the moment in Ireland, the best sources for advice, if you're going online, would be the Irish Cancer Society, Breakthrough Cancer Research, and the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute as well. So they would currently have some easy to use downloadable resources and recipes that, you can use, and that also talk you through some of the more likely and more common side effects of treatment and how you can better tailor your nutrition to support that. And all of this is based on research. It's not fads, it's not fear-based messaging. And also don't be afraid to ask your GP or your healthcare team to refer you to a dietitian if you feel that that's something that, that you really need.
But I think from what you're saying and the research that you've done, best practice would be for that to happen automatically as part of a post-cancer plan, that you would be referred on to somebody to give you professional advice on your nutrition and diet.
Absolutely. Yeah. What we've been kind of proposing is this idea of a tiered model of care, which really means that not everyone is going to need the same level of nutrition support. So some survivors may just need access to good quality information that they can then implement themselves. And something that we have found is that people can find nutrition very empowering for some people, because it's something they can self-manage. A lot of decisions are made for them when you think about cancer treatment, and this is something that they can take on board themselves. But that's also recognizing that other people might find that very overwhelming. But what we really want to do is try and we're applying for funding at the moment to basically build a national hub, a national website where we can put together all of the resources. And if cancer support centres, if healthcare professionals, your oncology team are all signposting you to the same place and you're getting the same evidence-based advice, then that's really important.
Okay. All right, Laura, sorry to cut across you, but we do need to leave it there. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Laura Kiever from the Human Nutrition and Dietetics at the Atlantic Technological University in Sligo.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.